So this is the Highly Suspect Reviewers here for the movie If I Stay, you know, if I stay long enough to do this review. So I'm Elliot.
And I'm Ashley.
JC.
And this movie is starring Chloe Grace Moretz. She plays a young teen, maybe not young, she's like 16, who she has a great family. She has almost everything going for her. She's a cello prodigy. And her family, this isn't too much of a spoiler, get in an accident, and you see it unfold as she is out of her body and trying to decide, do I go to the afterlife or whatever's after this,
so or
do
I stay? So she's trying to decide, should I stay or should I go?
Yep. Yes.
Would there be trouble if she stayed?
There would be.
I almost kind of wish it would have been called "Should I Stay or Should I Go?" Like that would have been
nice, especially considering how much music is in this movie.
Yeah, her parents are former musicians, former rock stars in the city of Portland. Her dad is a former rock drummer,
Skinny Kevin Smith.
Yeah, it kind of looks like Skinny Kevin Smith.
Joshua Leonard.
Yeah, she kind of has really irresponsible parents, I thought. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they're sort of the cliche Hallmark parents in that they had the wild, rockin' times when they were in their 20s. But man, once that hit them in their heart, I'm going to sell my drums and get her a cello, because that's what you do.
Well, yeah, but they're still kind of trying to hold on to that rock persona, and they invite people over to their house to have, like, jam sessions and everything. Like, they're still very much wanting to hold on to as much of that lifestyle as they can.
And I feel like that's accurate because it's Portland, which is even more hipster than Austin. Right. I can see that actually happening.
Yeah, and we learn all of this through a series of flashbacks as she's laying out on the table and she's going through the operating room. Mm-hmm. She's getting little tidbits of information about how her family's doing. And she is faced with the difficult decision if she should go on living or not.
And in your face, with the difficult decision of whether you should stay or walk out.
Which is hard because it's like the longest movie ever. It's like a 5-hour movie.
Yeah, it's very long. It's very
like
drawn out.
6 hours long. Yeah, it's 6 hours.
I don't know. It was like I walked 5,000 miles. I don't know.
Like when you approach a black hole and time dilates. It's like that long.
And
I will say that in the battle of who can make the sadder movie, Shailene Woodley or Chloe Grace Moretz, Shailene Woodley's got the lead, I think.
I think Chloe Grace Moretz has it. Because, like, I'll tell you this right now, completely honestly, there's only one movie before this movie that I cried in, and that was Free Fucking Willy when I was, like, 8.
What about The Fox and the Hound, dude?
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
Steel Magnolias? Who are you?
She knew she shouldn't have got pregnant. That's all I'm saying.
You are an enigma.
No, I love Elliot, but I don't understand him sometimes.
Welcome to my parents and my family, everybody who knows me's world.
So I guess, I don't know, as the lady, maybe this should have been for me. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we do have Elliot.
This is true.
So maybe not for me.
I got an extra chromosome.
It's actually kind
of funny that all three
time.
Of us are on this review, because, like, I like romantic movies too, so, yeah.
I still kind of had a hard time with this movie. I guess, first, so the love interest in this movie played by, what was her boyfriend's name?
His name was Adam.
Dreamy McDreamerson?
Yeah, Adam Wilde, like Oscar Wilde with an E. Jamie Blackley is a budding musician, a year older than her, and his band is taking up in Portland, and she has to decide whether or not she's going to move to New York and go to Juilliard, because she's a very good cello player, or if she's going to stay again here with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's not the best musician. I don't know his lines. It looked like somebody was off camera kind of holding up cue cards. And I could see him reading. I struggled with that.
Well, I sort of felt like you could see the marionette strings. It's like, no, you have to be more brooding. We need Kristen Stewart eyes.
They like colored in his eyebrows a little bit when he wasn't quite pulling it.
That made me wonder, like, was he some kind of famous musician, which would explain why he can't really act?
I mean, or I don't know what the kids are doing these days, so I don't know.
Yeah. So that would be helpful if you're one of the kids these days. Put in the comments if he's actually a musician that we should know.
We have the Google machine here, but I'm not going to look it up.
Well, I'm going with the fans.
Well, his entire character, because I think this is based off a book, felt like it was very formulated to be just, here is what teenage girls are going to be into according to the writer.
Yeah.
Mm. He's sort of a rocker, but he's really responsible and he cares, but he's sort of a rebel and he's sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess my challenge with it, and this might be going in there, going to have an uphill battle, just because at the end of the day, in most of these movies, teenagers are boring. Yeah. I don't want to watch them for 4 hours.
Well, partly because I mean, one of the things I struggle with in these types of movies is you see young love, and like all I'm thinking is like, even if you stay, this is going to end in like 4 years, at the most, with a bad divorce.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, they're talking about getting a place together when she graduates high school and goes to college, and it's like, just like, that's not going to end well. Yeah. It's like, there's no way that ends well.
It's like if I ever have a son or a daughter and they want to get married at 18, I'm going to be like, look,
yeah,
I'm not saying you got to leave them, but just stay. Don't get married.
Yeah.
Just stay with them for 5 more years. And if y'all want to get married, then I'll pay for it.
Try especially three in this other scenario. Dicks before marrying this one.
That's a good principle.
And then if you want to go back to it, go back to it.
Yeah, especially in this scenario. He's a musician with a modicum of success, and he's got posting pictures on his Instagram with all these women, and she already has kind of a jealousy bug, like, from the get-go. Like, this isn't ending well.
Which is something you know, for man and woman, you grow out of. Like, yeah. You should grow out of that, and it's like, oh, like, the first time she meets the band member, oh, well, y'all are really close. Yeah. It's like, oh, she's a lesbian. So it's all right. But the bigger issue is you were jealous just by meeting somebody that he hung out with the opposite sex.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I would like to say the movie did have its moments. So maybe hour 4.5 in or so, there's this memory that she has of one of the best days that she spent.
That was a really nice scene.
And I thought it was a really touching scene of this kind of jam session outside. It's a beautiful like evening in Portland. Her boyfriend's there. Her family's there. Her extended family friends are there. And it's just, I don't know. I thought it was a really warm scene.
Well, yeah, and there is a really great scene also with Stacey Keach, who probably isn't very well known for playing, you know, kind of a nice, heartwarming role, but as her grandfather, like, he just has an insanely good scene. And the only time that I did almost come close to welling up, but, you know, black heart for, you know, black stone for a heart. But, that scene was incredibly powerful. And even all throughout the movie, anytime he's just kind of hanging off to the side, just looking sad, like, he nailed it.
Well, and that's the thing, is like, you know, if you want somebody to be invested in a movie enough to have an emotional reaction, you got to at least make me care about the characters. And I will say this, it's not a great movie, but I did actually care about the characters. And I didn't see a lot of the twists coming when certain characters had certain things happen to them. Maybe I've seen a bunch of movies. I know that's the joke, but maybe I haven't seen enough to really just be able to see through it and go, oh, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. But I did care about those characters enough to where when the stuff happened to them and Stacey Keach, when he had the dramatic scene, it did elicit something in me. And I haven't had an emotional reaction in a very, very long time. Because usually I can just watch a movie and just go, oh, that's happening. That's sort of sad. That was...
Could you watch Pacific Rim and do that?
Oh, I cry every time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I don't know. I had kind of a hard time just because I think the comparison to like Fault in Our Stars is going to be inevitable. And I think that movie kind of nailed all of the sad things that can't help but happen a lot better. Plus, as far as like Chloe Grace Moretz, like I'm a huge fan of the movie Kick-Ass, and so like I just, you know, kind of followed her, not in her career, but just, you know, seeing her in movies since she was, well, she like 12 in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
She's got scenes in this movie that are like post-coital sex scenes, and she's like 16, man. I have issues with that. I can't. That's not cool. That's not right.
I'm not trying to sound crass, but I mean, I thought it was more.
Nope.
It's not like it was exploitative. I mean, they didn't show anything, and like it was sort of a part of a romantic situation. I mean, teenagers have sex.
I'm aware.
I'm just saying. I don't know if you know. I'm just trying to illustrate for you, man.
No, I'm aware, and I was 16 once, but I'm not anymore, and so She's a little girl, man.
Well, like, I went to Texas public schools, so I just learned abstinence.
And that always works.
Teenagers don't have sex.
No, you didn't.
Well, I tell you,
I'm saving it for marriage.
But before we get to final thoughts, one thing I would like to bring up is I like some of the camera work in this movie. There was some good cinematography, some nice shots, and some shots, especially towards the end when she's dealing with her own death. That to me, maybe because Robin Williams passed on, and that's in my mind, evoked What Dreams May Come. When they flash to certain parts of her life, just very, very, very fast. Like, One Dreams May Come did that very well. So did y'all have anything else that you liked about the movie that we haven't brought up or you didn't like?
A lot of it was just kind of okay. Some parts of it were just a little overly cheesy. I think despite the irresponsibility of her parents in general, I think, and I only say that just because, it happens in the opening, the reason why they get into the car accident is because there's a snow day, and they're listening to a weather report that talks about how dangerous the roads are, and so they're like, let's go on a road trip.
That's a good damn point. I didn't even think of that.
And so that was my first thought as soon as they got into the car. I'm like, you just heard the weather reports telling you not to do what you're doing.
You just blew my mind. Like, I feel like Michelangelo in the Ninja Turtles movie just, boom.
Yeah.
This is like the M. Night Shyamalan of reviews.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean...
This was the twist.
No, I didn't even, like, it didn't even occur to me until he just said that. Yeah. They're horrible fucking parents.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who hears that and goes, we should get on the road? No, you stay in, you put a fire in the fireplace, and you just chill your ass at home.
One of her early dates where she's, like, trying to get home before curfew, and her parents are like, no, go hang out with the rock star, and all of...
Go get laid.
Yeah, go to that bar and drink shots that apparently doesn't care about giving teenagers shots.
Don't let punks raise children is what this movie should be saying. Yeah.
But, you know, the flashbacks to the parents and things like that as they're grasping with parenthood and things like that I think were pretty neat. But, yeah, we can get into final thoughts.
Okay, so final thoughts. We're going to go around the table and let JC go first.
So, Chloe Grace Moretz, I think, is pretty talented. I think, you know, as she becomes older, I think she's going to get better as an actress. I've always looked forward to what she's going to do ever since Kick-Ass, and this is kind of the first step. This is that, you know, she's improving a little bit. She still has some issues, nailing some parts. This movie has a couple of really awesome dramatic scenes that really almost kind of got to me. We talked about Stacey Keach. Yeah, overall, I am going to say this is 5 out of 10 white lights.
Mm.
Fair enough.
There are 4 lights, thank you.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what JC was saying. Anytime you're making a movie like this, you're somewhat... They're not kids and animals, but they are still teenagers. So they're going to have some challenges. I actually also thought Chloe Grace Moretz did a pretty good job. One thing... I can't really say the same thing about Jamie Blackley. I think that the male lead in this, her boyfriend Adam, I feel like was struggling a little bit. Stacey Keach's moments, the moments with her grandfather, definitely some of the best. There's some great cutback flashback scenes that are really good. Honestly, I think that they maybe would have got me with a little bit tighter editing.
Mm-hmm.
There were a few moments where I was like, maybe I'm not such an asshole. what is this salty substance coming out of my eyes? But I was so tired by that point that I was like, no, that's just sleep deprivation. So a little bit tighter editing, I think, really would have helped. I had a few other scenes I really liked with one of her mom's friends, Willow, played by Lauren Lee Smith, that I thought were really strong. Mm-hmm. And especially towards the end, this character kind of takes over because obviously her mother and her father are also incapacitated after the crash. And this friend of the family really kind of steps up.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought there were some really great scenes with her that they had a subtlety to them that was another section of the scenes that almost got me. I'm going to give this movie, which I wish no ill will, 2.5 out of 5 BFFs.
Okay.
Forever.
like I said earlier, this movie actually got an emotional response to me, which I didn't expect. I liked a lot of the cinematography. I liked where the plot went, even though it was very formulaic. You could see the writer saying, we got to have this for this character. We got this. This has to tie back in here. You could see them working the entire time. For all the reasons just the end part where she's really facing that decision, they really do a good part, do a good job of eliciting that emotion. So for all those reasons, I give this movie 7 magically appearing guitars out of 10.
I will say that I would have liked it a little bit more had some of the dialogue not been so cheesy. And there was one moment, because I sat next to Elliot watching this, where the line of dialogue goes, her best friend is asking what it's like to be in love with a rock star. And her only response is, it feels big.
Yeah. Well, JC, you always feel big.
And Elliot completely lost his shit. And that made the movie worth it.